in the night, the pyroclastic flows tend to glow. So you see, because they're incandescent. So in the night from the observatory, we could see we could hear the plume going up in the air, get an inkling of it because the lightning strikes, give you an outline. But then we saw when there was column collapse, when it collapses on itself, you could actually see the redness at the base of the column as the material falls down onto the ground. And then you could see the incandescence as the red sort of glow moves down the mountainside. From what we could see where dominantly it went, it seems to have gone mainly towards the east. And given which valley we were looking at from this end at Belmont, towards the east must mean that it should have gone down into the Rabaka. Now, we're not sure how far it went, but given that there were several pulses of it, there wasn't just one flow, there were several flows that went into the upper parts of the Rabaka, we wouldn't be surprised if it gets further down. And you know, it's conceivable that it could have gotten as far as the coastline.